Co acquired Technomar's stonite making equipment for $6.7 million in a bankruptcy auction last month. Negotiations were said to be underway between Davisco, a food products company based in Le Sueur, Minnesota, and the owner of the plant building to see about keeping the plant in Cohasset. The owner of the plant is Blackwater Properties, a joint venture between Minnesota Power and Mortenson Construction. Minnesota Power says Davisco received, quote, deeply discounted offers to rent or buy the property, but Blackwater attorney Michael Margulies says rather than reaching a rental or purchase agreement on the plant, Davisco instead filed a motion in Itasca County Court to gain access to the equipment. Margulies says in filing the motion, Davisco essentially is seeking to keep its equipment in Cohasset rent-free for the next 90 days while it looks for a new location, possibly closer to its current operations in southern Minnesota. It's bad news for Dennis Groshans, one of the Technomar employees who's been keeping an eye on the empty plant while legalities were sorted out. Groshans was hired as production manager of the $35 million plant, but financial mismanagement kept the plant from opening. Long after the original Technomar backers had left, Groshans says he's identified with the plant's failure in the eyes of locals at his neighborhood gas station.
One morning after the sale, I walk in there and people are asking me questions, and I thought, well, how do these people know that I'm affiliated with this plant up here? And I went over to the counter, picked up the morning paper, the Grand Rapids paper, and there was a story of the sale and the impending financial loss to the city of Cohasset, and there's my picture associated with it. So it kind of made me feel a little bit uneasy, but that's the way I knew that they were now aware that I worked up here.
Technomar's bankruptcy allowed it to shed many of its creditors, including the town of Cohasset, which loaned the company $2.8 million. Now, Cohasset residents will have to make up that amount in a special property tax collection. David Wilson runs a fuel oil business in Cohasset. Taking a break during a delivery at a local gas station and supermarket, Wilson says his home and business property taxes will likely increase, but he's not bitter at the city officials for trying to bring in a new business.
It was a situation that if they had won, they'd have been heroes. If they, since we lost, it's going to leave Cohasset and we have no return revenue, well, then that's the bottom of the pit.
Wilson also bears no grudge against David Welliver, the fund manager who connected Technomar and Cohasset in the first place.
His efforts to bring jobs to a hometown community, that's, to me, is the hero. Granted, he stood to make money on it, but he could have made money anywhere.
A Cohasset native, investment fund manager Welliver channeled some $19 million in pension funds from the Minneapolis Police and Firefighters Relief Associations to startup funds for Technomar. The associations are suing Welliver for fraud. Those suits have been transferred to federal bankruptcy court after Welliver declared bankruptcy last month. To some in Cohasset, there's a sense of corruption hovering over the whole Technomar enterprise, where so much money was invested for nothing. Former Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board Commissioner Jim Gustafson says there have been allegations of criminal misconduct raised in the community against Technomar founder Roberto Contreras Sr., but no charges have been filed.
There is implication of illegal activity on the behalf of some of the original owners and investors, that some of the money was clearly lost just through mismanagement, but there has been raised the issue of excessive fees by charged to the corporation by some of the original owners and managers.
Gustafson says in order for those charges to be investigated, though, someone affected by the Technomar failure would have to file a complaint, and it's more likely the players involved would like to put these events behind them. In Duluth, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.